Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2017 is going to be an incredible year. It's already shaping up to be one. And in the next few days, you'll have a new president inaugurated, Donald J. Trump, as the 45th president of the United States. The issue of Islam is front and center, and there is a completely different view of radical Islam between President Donald Trump and the Democratic Party. We're going to be talking about these issues and America in the crosshairs on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Kamal Saleem. Kamal Saleem is someone who was raised in Islam, not only raised in Islam, but raised as a terrorist, trained from a young boy to engage in terrorist activities, came to the United States to recruit terrorists on college campuses, and it's a long story. It's actually cataloged in his book, Blood of the Lambs, which I encourage you to read. This is the country in which he became a Christian, and now he is a voice calling people to attention to this radicalism that will affect not only America, but around the world. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Kamal.
Good to be with you, and God bless you, Brother Matt, for all that you do for our nation.
Thank you. 2016 was an amazing year, roller coaster, unprecedented year in many respects. And you had, of course, Donald J. Trump winning the presidency of the United States to the shock of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Already, President Barack Obama had radicalized the Democratic Party. And then, as they lost the election, they began to do introspection. Instead of moderating, like Bill Clinton did back in the midterm election, where he realized that he had lost control of the Congress, they are radicalizing, and they're radicalizing in the area of Islam. In fact, even promoting an individual, Keith Ellison, as their poster child. And he has some really dangerous and shocking background.
That's so true. You know, we need to understand that the liberal agenda in America in 2016 failed. And now they're going like, where do we go from here and what do we do? When we look at what's happening in America, there's a coup that is taking place. And it's led by, you know, professors, college professors, to fuel this revolutionary moves. And then we've seen media stepping to new understandings called mediaism. So now it's leading fascism in disinformation to really create, this uprising in America against conservative because they lost, you know, in this election. But then we see the DNC uniting with all those, and now they're coming all together in one unholy alliance specifically to concentrate on how they're going to defeat the conservative in 2017. So now we see that the DNC, since they failed, and now the liberal do not know how to go about this, so they are turning to the Muslim Brotherhood. When we see them looking at Keith Ellison to lead the DNC, we know that they're running out of options. Why would they want to choose a radical Muslim who is funded by the Muslim Brotherhood, who championing the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, which is the Islamic agenda, which is the Holy Land Foundation trial, which is they came with the manifesto to replace America with Islamization, and now they want him to lead the DNC, and they believe with all their heart, just as Senator Warren went and spoke at this mosque, champion Islam, that we need you to step forward and stand beside us to fight against this conservative move in the United States of America. And in that perspective, the Muslim Brotherhood are stepping in, and now the DNC thinking this is a smart move because these people are ruthless, they're shrewd, they're strong, and they're terrorists. They will make the difference for them, and now they will conquer the nation back for them. But we understand the agenda, the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, is to replace the American civilization by Islamic civilization and integrate their hegemony into our world, and in this form steering America into Islamization. And so therefore, the Muslim Brotherhood will have to take over the DNC and bring Islamization to the United States streets, now to take Dawah to new level. Dawah meaning to approach Islamization now legally, to say we are part of this nation, part of this fiber, because we've been legalized by the DNC to lead this revolution. And this is going to create more issues, because this is not going to the colleges only. This is going to the poor neighborhood to create uprising, just like what we see Black Lives Matters, where the Muslim Brotherhood is uniting, and all those issues.
The interesting thing and the shocking thing is, of course, with regards to Keith Ellison, he began his term of a congressman, United States member of the House in Minnesota, by taking the oath, not on the Bible. He wouldn't do that. He wanted to take the oath on the Quran. And he is someone who is anti-Israel. He's anti-Semitic. He is racist. He actually promoted the idea that you carve out some of the southern states into a separate independent nation and let African-American population choose to go there and have their own sovereign nation and be able to rename it to whatever they want to as reparations for slavery. I mean, this guy is radical. He's very pro-Islamic. The amazing thing that's happening within the Democratic Party with people like George Soros is it's very deconstructive. It's very anti-American. And so anything that deconstructs American values, they're in favor of it, it seems like. Whether it's killing children in the womb, deconstructing marriage, having America bow down to other foreign countries, or now inviting and welcoming Islam into their party. And the problem is they're playing with dynamite, because while Islam is a deconstructive movement of American and Western values, and while it might advance the deconstructive movement of the Democratic Party temporarily, once it gets control, it will impose Sharia law. And I can tell you that most of the people with the Democratic leadership are not going to like that. So they're literally playing with dynamite. On the one hand, you have that on the Democratic side. On the other hand, you have President Donald Trump, who is not afraid to call Islam radical Islam and not afraid to identify the problem here. So you've got these two different parties and two different political leaderships going in polar opposite directions. What do you see happening for the future in America?
Well, we know very, very much the head of the defense that he put in place and the head of the Homeland Security. Both of them are anti-Muslim Brotherhood. When we look at the Muslim Brotherhood...
And compare that to the one who Obama put in place, who actually converted to Islam. I think he was the head of the CIA, and he converted to Islam.
That is very true. He is the head of the CIA today, and he is... He's converted under Saudi government while he was serving for the United States of America, and he became a Muslim working for the Saudi government right now as we speak. He is more allies with the Saudis than he is for America. But when we look at the Muslim Brotherhood today, we found out that they are called terrorists by the UK, by the Saudi, by Saudi Arabia, by United Arab Emirates, and by Egypt. And now we find, our president, removed the National Day of Prayer as the pride of the White House and replaced them by the Muslim Brotherhood.
It is good to see a president that will be the 45th president of the United States that is willing to stand up to this radical Islamic threat. No one knows more about that than Kamal Saleem. I encourage you to go to his website. It is KOOMEministries.com, K-O-O-M-E, Ministries, all one word, .com, K-O-O-M-E, Ministries.com. And you can order the DVD series, The Unveiling, about Islam. You can also order the books, The Blood of the Lambs and The Coalition. And I encourage you, the Blood of Lambs is a true story about Kamal's life in Islam as a terrorist and coming to the United States to recruit terrorists and then encountering Jesus Christ in an amazing way. So thank you, Kamal, for being a guest on Faith and Freedom. I encourage you also to book Kamal for a speaking engagement in your churches and your communities and your schools. For more information, you can go to his website. Join Liberty Council as we continue to advance family, faith, and freedom in 2017. We have incredible opportunities that we never envisioned about a year or two ago. So join with us. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.